In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Preach the word in season and out of season. Oh, the word of God brings people to the throne of grace. It is so important to preach the word of God, so important to preach Jesus Christ. You know, everyone talks about God, but when you talk about Jesus, you make enemies, because Jesus is the fullness and the brightness of his glory. Jesus is greater than the angels. Jesus is what the prophets spoke of, that he would come and that he would deliver us. Yes, he did. Deliver us from sin, Satan, and the grave. I tell you, Jesus Christ is Lord, and I know that he's with you today. He loves you today, and he has plans for you today and for me today. We know that God spoke in various and sundry ways in the past through the prophets, and they were not completely complete. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son, who is the express image of his person, and he upholds all things by his word and his power. We know that this Son is the Son of God. It is not to an angel that the Lord said, "Thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee," but to Jesus Christ, when he was baptized. This is the fulfillment of Psalm 2. And then it says, "Ask of me and I will give you the nations. Lord, I want the nations." What is the first chapter of Hebrews trying to tell us? That the angels are ministering spirits sent forth to help us who are on the road to salvation, but they are less than the Son. The Son is God. The Son is the divine glory of the Father, the exact representation of the Father. He is made of the same stuff as the Father. But these angels, holy angels, especially our guardian angels, they are sent to us to minister to us. Minister to us. I get very upset when people are seeking angels. I know angels are from God, but there are also angels that are from the demonic. I want only the angels that cry, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come." I want the angels that are tied up with Jesus Christ. I don't want other angels. They say, my spirit guide. My spirit guide is the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Yes, our bodies will rise again because Christ's body has been raised, and we too will put on a resurrection body. Again, back to the angels, that Jesus is greater than the angels. Jesus is the Son of God. To what angel did he say, "Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee"? To what angel did he say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool"? This is what he said to his Son, Jesus Christ. But the Son has always been with the Father from all eternity. As a matter of fact, he spoke the world into existence. I look out and I see the ocean in front of me. He spoke the oceans and the seas into existence. Yes, he did. He spoke the lands into existence. And then it says, these angels are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who are on their way to salvation. I call on the holy angels today, the angels that cry out, "Holy, holy, holy," the angels that cry out, "Worthy is the Lamb," the angels that fall before the throne of God and before Jesus. I call on those angels to come upon us today as we hear the word of God. And I pray that there will be ministering angels to heal the sick, to bless people, and to fill people with faith. I'm looking at Hebrews 2. I'm only going to do 4 verses. Therefore, and when it's therefore, we got to see what it's there for. We ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. In other words, you know, he's talking about Jesus and what we've heard about Jesus, and we have to keep them in mind lest we become unbelievers. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, that's the law was given through angels, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Oh, yes, so great a salvation in the blood of Jesus, so great a salvation in the cross, so great a salvation in his burial, so great a salvation in his resurrection. I tell you, it is a great salvation. It is a great salvation. Oh, and for all eternity, we will be thanking God for the blood of Jesus. We'll be thanking God for this wonderful, 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 wonderful Jesus who gave his life for us, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles. Yes, the Son did all these things, signs and wonders and diverse miracles, and the gift of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. You see, Jesus Christ is Lord, and Jesus Christ did great things when he walked the earth. But can I tell you, Jesus Christ is present through the power of the Holy Spirit now, and he should be doing great things through us. I got a call last night from a lady saying, when my son was a baby, he was filled with gold dust, and it was the beginning of his spiritual walk with Jesus. And now he's 13, and he prays over the sick, and he speaks in other languages. And listen to this. She said, it all started at Holy Rosary when I brought him as a little baby. Ah, isn't this wonderful? Is this wonderful that God, through Christ, has done diverse miracles, healings, signs, wonders, and as a matter of fact, still he is into signs and wonders. We can only ask for the sign and the wonder. We can only declare it, but the only God can give it. We know that Jesus Christ died for our sins, but not only for our sins, but he died for our sicknesses. By his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep hath gone astray, but God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. I tell you, let us never forsake so great a salvation. Let us remember that Jesus Christ did miracles, and we are called to do miracles. Jesus Christ gave the Holy Spirit, and we are called to be filled with the Holy Spirit according to his own will. It is the will of God that he give us the Holy Spirit. Jesus not only died for our sins and our sicknesses, but Jesus died so that we would be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm looking at chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. This is important. Holy brethren, what makes these people holy? What makes us holy? We are temples of the Holy Spirit, partakers of the heavenly calling. Our home is in heaven, and it's from there we await the great Savior. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. Again, we're going to see Jesus Christ is greater than the angels, and Jesus Christ is greater than Moses. I tell you, let's look at that first verse because it's packed with wonderful stuff. Wherefore, holy brethren, holy because the Holy Spirit dwells within you, partakers of the heavenly calling. Yes, that Holy Spirit that dwells in you makes you a partaker of the heavenly calling and the gifts from heaven. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. He was the high priest in John's gospel. How do I know? Because his tunic was without seam. It was the tunic of a high priest. And on the cross, Jesus was high priest. He was the one that was the lamb. He was the sacrifice. But the high priest praying for us, forgiving us, our profession of Jesus Christ. Please, never lose Jesus. I know people that used to be in love with Jesus, and now they're into other things. The only other things after Jesus is hell. If you want to go to hell, dump Jesus. You know what I'm saying? We have a heavenly calling. We have a heavenly calling because the high priest of our profession is Jesus Christ, who was faithful to him that appointed him. Jesus was faithful to the Father who appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in his house. Moses was a faithful man. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Jesus is counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Moses' glory was for a time. Remember, he covered his face after he received the law because the glory was fading. Jesus' glory is forever. He is the glory of God. More glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. So, who is the builder of the house? Jesus Christ. Moses was the house. The builder is greater than the house. But you see, the house now houses the Holy Ghost. The house now houses the Holy Ghost. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. Okay, we're calling Jesus God now. He is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. That every house is builded by some man, but he that builds all things is God. And Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are. Yes, through the Holy Spirit, we are that house. Through the Holy Spirit, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. And we are that house filled with God if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm until the end. In other words, the Hebrew people were being tested. They were saying, you know, we're being persecuted. We're being persecuted. And, you know, we miss the beautiful liturgies of the Old Testament, of the high priest going into the Holy of Holies. And the only thing we have is Jesus. Oh, the only thing we have is Jesus. We have bread and wine. The only thing we have is his body and blood. You see, the letter to the Hebrews is to encourage these people who are slipping away from Jesus Christ. They are slipping away from Jesus Christ. But he's telling them, Moses was faithful in all his house. They were going back to Judaism as a servant for a testimony of those things which were spoken after. But Christ as a son over his house, whose house are we? We are the temples of the Holy Spirit. If we hold fast our confidence. Confidence means to have faith in and rejoicing of the hope firm until the end, that hope of heaven. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Oh, yes. Today, this is from Psalm 95. If you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, that Jesus is the builder of the house, that Jesus is superior to Moses, that Jesus is superior to the angels, that Jesus was anointed with the oil of gladness, that God has given us so great a salvation that the angels were only intermediaries of the law. Not so with the Son. The Son comes with signs and wonders and miracles. The Son is the builder of the house. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me. They saw my works for 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation. And I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Yes, 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 they shall not enter my rest. Why shall they not enter into my rest? Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Why couldn't they enter into the rest of God? Because there was a spirit of unbelief. And he's telling these Hebrew people, take that unbelief out of your heart and remember the confidence that you had in Jesus. Don't give up Jesus. Don't give up Jesus. Don't give up Jesus. He is the builder of the house. He is greater than the angels. He is greater than Moses. Why did the Jews not enter into the rest? Because of unbelief. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. We are partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our faith until the end. You see, it's very easy to believe in the beginning because we see all these great things happening. Yeah, God moves heaven and earth at the beginning. And then he says, now I call you to live by faith. That doesn't mean he doesn't do great things. It does mean that he wants us to grow up believing in him, having this confidence in Christ as it was in the beginning. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter into his rest because of unbelief. Unbelief causes us not to enter into the rest of Jesus Christ. Unbelief causes us not to enter into the rest of Jesus Christ. I remember once I received a prophetic word. I knew it was so much of God. The Lord said, enter into my rest through faith. And if you enter into my rest, what he said, you will be able to do more than any person if you have the rest of God. You know, I remember that. It was on a Sunday night. I remember Lenny, resounded in Lenny's heart, resounded in my heart, that this rest comes through faith in Jesus Christ. This rest. And please, if you want to enter into his rest, be believing as you were at the beginning. Harden not your hearts. Harden not your hearts. You know, we harden our hearts through unbelief. We harden our hearts through unbelief. We harden our hearts through unbelief. We make our hearts docile through faith in Jesus Christ. So what have we said so far? We have said that Jesus is greater than the angels, that God spoke in the past in various and sundry ways, but now he speaks to us through his Son, who is the brightness of his glory. Jesus is the brightness of his glory. Jesus is the express image of his person. Oh, yes. Jesus upholds all things by his word. You know, this ocean that is out in front of me, Jesus upholds by his word. He is the word of God. He is the word of God. Jesus is the Son of the Father. He is the one that says, thou art my Son, the Father said, this day I have begotten thee. He never said that to any of his angels. But he said to the Son, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Yes. And that the Jews did not enter into the rest of God because of unbelief. And the scripture calls us to continue to have faith in Jesus so that we would enter into the rest of God through our faith in Jesus Christ. Do not give up on Jesus, no matter what you're going through. Have confidence in Jesus, the Jesus who calls us to enter into his rest. But we see they could not enter into his rest. That's the Jewish people of the Old Testament because of unbelief. He is telling these people who are Christian Jews, you've got to believe and continue with the hope that you had at the beginning in order to enter into the rest of Jesus. It's all about Jesus, I tell you. It's all about Jesus. The devil hates Jesus Christ. Can I tell you that? The devil hates Jesus Christ. And because he can't get at Jesus Christ, guess who he gets at? You and me. But ultimately, his plan is against Jesus Christ. The devil hates Jesus Christ. And so because he can't get at Jesus, because Jesus sits at the Father's right hand, and Jesus is the faithful witness, and Jesus is filled with the glory of God, and Jesus is God, he can't get at Jesus now because he sits at the right hand of the Father. But because he can't get at Jesus, he tries to get at us. And that's a real thing. That's a real thing. He tries to get at us, and sometimes we allow him to do it. Through discouragement, through lack of faith, through fear. Oh, please, today, don't be unbelieving. Hold on to the cross. Hold on to Jesus. Be filled with the Jesus that wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with faith. Faith in his name. Do not recede from him. Do not go away from him. Go toward him. Go for him. Go with him. It's all about Jesus. And that's the whole thing. People will talk about God, but it's not God only. It's God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. What's the Son's name? The Son's name is Jesus. He is the Lord. He is the giver of life. He is the Creator. Oh, yes, God spoke his word, and the word spoke his creation into existence. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus who leads us to the Father. It's all about Jesus. Father, we pray today for the growth of faith in our hearts, that we would see that Jesus Christ loves us just the way we are, and that he wants to change us by his grace. Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us on the cross, who was buried and who rose from the dead. Father, we pray for signs and wonders and miracles, just as Jesus did them, so that we would continue to do them in the name of Jesus and through the power of his cross. Signs and wonders and miracles, yes. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for your chest. Be healed now by the blood of Jesus that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed now. I call those things to be now that are not as if they are. Be healed in your chest. Be healed in your lungs. Start to breathe the breath of God. Breathe in the breath of God. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. God is faithful. God is faithful. I call you to trust in him. Somebody has a wound on their finger, and that's being healed right now in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. Yesterday I spoke about a Holy Rosary. Let me tell you that we have been feeding the poor between 7 and 9 years straight. Only once we missed when we had a snowstorm, and that was about a month ago. And if you send money to Holy Rosary, it will be used for the people out in the street to buy food for them. We have 120 pounds of chicken that we cook every Friday evening. 120 pounds of chicken that's cooked in my rectory. Then on Saturday, people making sandwiches, chicken salad, egg salad, tuna fish salad, peanut butter and jelly. That happens in the rectory every Saturday. And your money will go for the poor, for the poor. So I'm telling you, we've been having a real hard time with money lately. But if you want to help the poor, send your checks to Holy Rosary in Winthrop, Massachusetts. So you can write Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Massachusetts. And on the memo, write poor. It's for the poor. And I'd be very grateful, because we have to buy 120 pounds of chicken legs every single week. You know, maybe somebody could donate just what we use for chicken, $120 at 99 cents a pound. That would be wonderful. But if you can't give $120, you can give five, you can give three, so that we can continue to minister to the poor, that we could continue to go out and proclaim the word of God to them, that we can go out and give them what they need by justice. They need food and they need care, and that's what it's all about. So again, Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, 02152. Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, 02152. And Jesus said, as often as you did this to the least of my brethren, you did it to me. As often as you did this to the least of my brethren, you did it to me. And these people are the least of his brethren, because they are out in the street. They are homeless. They need support from people. They need food. They need encouragement. They need underwear. You know, I haven't bought underwear in a long time. Maybe someone could send me $300 and I'll buy underwear for the men and for the women. This is all for the poor. It doesn't go to in season and out of season. It goes to the poor. Again, Father Tom, care of Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass., 02152. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And his name is Jesus, and he loves you, and he has plans for you. Oh, call upon his name today. Trust him today. Trust him today. Have confidence in him today, because he gave his life for you. May Jesus Christ, the Son of God, be praised, glorified, and worshiped. Alleluia. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.